Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
More than 10,000 white South African farmers have expressed interest in relocating to the United States following an executive order signed by President Donald Trump. The White House cited the recently signed Expropriation Without Compensation Act and prioritizes the resettlement of Afrikaners in the United States. BusinessTech.co.za quotes Neil Diamond, president of the South African Chamber of Commerce in the USA, as saying that within just 18 hours of the executive order's announcement, over 10,000 inquiries had been received from South Africans seeking information on refugee status and relocation to the U.S. Diamond warned of a potential mass exodus of skilled agricultural professionals with severe consequences for the country's food security, agricultural value chain, and economic stability. The government has strongly condemned the executive order, while the Trade Union Solidarity and AfriForum have both also rejected mass resettlement as a viable solution. And worrying headlines for another leading accounting firm. This time it's Forvis Mazars, which, according to investigative journalism unit Amabungane, greenlighted three scandal-plagued deals between Petro SA, Russia's Gazprom bank, and notorious wheeler dealer Lawrence Molaudzi. Petro SA is now demanding the repayment of 1 million rand in fees from Mazars due to alleged overbilling and is considering asking for a full refund. The report says Mazars deemed Molaudzi low risk when it was already well known he'd channeled money to ANC and EFF politicians and that his house and luxury cars had been repossessed over unpaid debts. Mazars says it stands by its work and is confident about the quality of work on the advice provided. On the markets, heading into the weekend, the JSE All Share is up 0.4%, the top 40 up 0.5%. London's FTSE down 0.3%, while in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, both down 1%, the S&P 500 down 1.4%. Tokyo this morning, just above flat, Hong Kong up 1.5%, Sydney down 0.4%. The US dollar has firmed back to 103 against the euro. That's brought pressure to bear again on the rand, where 18.51 to the dollar, 19.08 to the euro, 22.93 to sterling this morning. Gold at 2,874, just beneath its record high. Platinum, 981. Bitcoin, 96,788. Brent crude oil, just over $75 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.